You are listening to another shiur from the Amud HaWeek program brought to you by the St. Louis
Clinic. The Masechta Sukkah starts. Sukkah shehi gevoya lemala me'eshim amah, psula. The Sukkah, which is higher than 20 amas, is pasul. And Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Yehuda says it's kosher. So we paskin like the Chachamim, and we say that a Sukkah, which is higher than 20 amas, is a pasul Sukkah. And the Gemara gives a few different reasons. What could possibly be the reason why that is so? In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Resh Lamed Gimel, so the it's entitled Din Gavah Sukkah, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins there in Sif Aleph, Sukkah she gavoya lemaila me'eshim ama psula, that a sukkah which is higher than 20 amas is pasul, bein she gedola bein she katana, whether the sukkah is a big sukkah or a small sukkah. In other words, you might think that one of the reasons is that it's because we don't have the shade of the schachiyah shade of the walls. So if you have a situation where you're certainly getting the shade of the schach, which is a very big sukkah, maybe that would be okay, even above 20 amas. And still no, even that would be not acceptable. Bein shemechitzas magiyas the schach, even if the walls go all the way up to the schach, bein she'ena magiyas, even if they don't reach the schach, because one of the reasons of the Gemara is that you have to know that you're sitting in a sukkah, but if the walls go all the way up, you know you're sitting in the sukkah. But even then, it's not going to make a difference. That either way, as long as the sukkahs are higher than 20, it's a problem, because the sukkah has to be a diras arai, a temporary structure. That's why we paskin, avo esim ksher, but the sukkah itself, if it's 20, exactly 20, it would be kosher. Afilu kol schach lemaila me'eshim, even if all the schach is higher than 20, kiven she'en b'chalala ela eshim, since the up to the schach is exactly 20, that would be okay. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, an amah is 21 1/4 inches. It comes out 10 amahs is 17 feet 8.5 inches. 20 amahs would be 35 feet and 5 inches. So if you would have from the ground of your sukkah all the way up to the schach would be 35 feet and 5 inches, that still would be kosher, even if the schach first starts over there. Now, what's interesting is that you don't need that the bottom layer of the schach is where all the shade is. Even if it just starts there and it gets thicker as you go higher, and it's combined with the upper schach, that still would be a kosher sukkah. So the question is going to be that we'll be learning in Daf Dalid, there's a din of chutzin. What about if where the schach is, there's coming down some leaves and branches coming down from the schach? So in Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says like this, Hoya gevoya yotzer me'eshim. Let's say if the schach is higher than 20, for chutzin and chutzin, which or anafim, katanim, im olim shalahem, little branches with their leaves, yardim lamata, and these little branches are going down below. In silsim ruba mechamasa ksheira, if the shade of those chutzin is more than the sun, then it would be okay. They'll be considered valid schach below 20. Vimlav psula, but if not, it would be pasul. Meaning, if you have a situation that the chutzin are just reaching to 20 amas, so then, since right at that point you don't have more shade than sun, so that would be a problem. So the question is, how is this different with schach? We just learned that with schach, that even if the most bottom layer is not the thickest layer, and you have to come onto additional layers of schach providing the shade, that still would be kosher. So by these chutzin here also, as long as you have the chutzin, you could say starts the schach. And when you have other layers that are adding to it, so altogether, that should be acceptable. That should be considered that you have valid schach. So the Be'er Halacha in Tov Resh Lamed Gimel, Dibur Maskel V'Imla Pesula, asks this question, and he gives an interesting answer. He says like this. He brings down from the Ran. He says that Chutzin Yardim Lo Chashiv G'Schach. When Chutzin are going down, that's not considered like schach, and therefore, since it's not schach, when anything that is, if you don't have more sun and shade, so it's not considered like the first layer of schach even. Whereas, when you have a situation that the bottom layer of the schach, it is considered schach, even though it's not the sun is not it's not more sun, more shade than sun, but it's still considered the bottom layer of schach, and therefore all the additional layers will be able to join together to form that schach. So this is a very interesting halacha and a distinction between actual schach and the chutzim, which is not considered actual schach.